What's up, everybody? This is Daniel with the Dad Bod Wad Pod. Thank you for joining in and listening to our stories about CrossFit, parenting, and all the other craziness that goes along with it. If you're enjoying the podcast, be sure to tell a friend, subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, if CrossFit isn't your thing, we still want you to hang out with us. Tune in to our Dad Bod Light episodes to hear all the fun stuff without the workout talk. If you are a CrossFitter like us, then the full episode will be for you. In this episode, we cover the top athletes from the Mid-Atlantic CrossFit Challenge and also discuss the upcoming event, the Rogue Invitational. Get ready for Old Man Music Review as we pick apart Old Town Road by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. We also added a new fun segment called Oldies But Goodies. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Let's move on to some life stuff. We're going to start off with some Old Man Music Review.
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X.
The song that will not be stopped right now. Nope. She's going to take us to the Old Town Road.
Yep.
Everybody's been asking for it. I know you guys have been texting us about this song. You want to know what we thought about it.
What do you guys think? And I think that this is actually a perfect Old Man Review song because it's like a viral thing, right? It started up, it's some no name who then gets another, you know, pastimer, yeah. And it just blows up. It's everywhere.
It's another Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Oh my. Timely reference.
And I can't do this one.
So when I started the song, when I hit play on it, as soon as it started, I'm like, oh, this song sucks. I listened to it one time through, and I was like, okay, I need to listen to it a second time. The second time I listened to it, I pulled the lyrics up while I listened to it, and I fell in love with the song.
Oh, really?
The lyrics, I feel like the lyrics are just hilarious.
So. Do you like it just because it says boobies?
I love that it has boobies. Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of the songs, like, reference boobs, but they call them worse names. Bunch of boobies. Boobies.
I'm looking at the lyrics right now.
So he says, my life is a movie, bull riding and boobies.
Like, cowboy hat from Gucci, wrangler on my booty.
That's right. That, yeah.
So that's all it takes for Daniel to become a fan.
Oh, man. I just thought the lyrics were funny.
So
They're funny, but they're stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So it's funny that he can make a funny, stupid song that is the number one song in the world right now.
Yeah.
Dang, is it really?
Yeah. So that's the reason why I don't like this song. It's because it's the number one song in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I'm open to new forms of art. This is not normally up my style. I will say I listened to the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Well, that's the one. That's the one.
Okay, because there is one without it.
Yeah.
So
the remix one is the one that's like...
Okay.
Out there.
I was surprised at how much I liked Billy Ray Cyrus. that was sort of my like, oh, who is this? This is kind of good. Like, I could do some more of this. So,
how old is this Nas X guy?
I don't know.
I didn't do all that.
Oh,
he was born in 99. I looked it up.
Oh, Lil Nas, so he's 20 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So
youngin'.
So that's funny, because when you hear Billy Ray Cyrus, it's like...
64?
But it's like the whole song was like hacked to be like... It's
like Google's programming wrote you as... Or Weezer or somebody.
Yeah, it's like just a nothing sandwich.
Yeah,
and it's like just junk food for you. It's like Instagram, like just that like little hit of dope. And it's like, okay, so you got like a little hip hop beat with stupid lyrics. You get an old school throwback Billy Ray Cyrus, Hannah Montana's dad. So everybody goes like, oh, it's that guy. That makes it even funnier. And so it's just like all of this like garbage combined into one thing, and it's like kind of fun. And then everybody just can't stop eating this junk food.
This Kraft cheese.
I think you perfectly described the situation. I'm online looking at stuff right now. It's like just so many articles about it right now. Yeah, it's just a little...
And so I can see... College me putting this song on like during beer pong or something like that.
And oh, you us, absolutely and
us,
would be
us
doing
thinking
that.
It's funny and all that stuff. But mature wise me, old grumpy man me is irritated that everybody's saying that the song is good or that the song is fire. It's like, the song is ironic, yeah. If anything. It's not good. It's not a good song.
They're putting this song on at the rifle competition at Rogue.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they pulled it off of Hot Country...
the Billboard.
Billboard, yeah. Or whatever. It's like, oh, this is not a country song anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. I just felt like Lil Nas was like, he knows the song is stupid, and he goes, what's the next stupidest thing I can do? Let's get Billy Ray Cyrus to do this song with me.
So you nailed it, though. Young College You is totally into this song.
Totally.
So there you go. If you're less than us in your age, mm-hmm. you may listen to this song.
Young College Zach and 30-year-old Charisse.
Yep.
Love this song.
So,
well, that's fine. There's also other people in the world.
Charisse and I are normally on the same page for stuff. And like last week, she sends me two. We always send each other hip-hop songs because we're the only ones in the group who like hip-hop. And she sends me two, and like I knew of this song, and so she sends me this one, and then she sends me like an Iggy Azalea song, and I'm just like, nope, neither one of these is gonna do it for me. She's like, you gotta have an open mind. And I'm like,
departing ways.
So this might be the, you know, the first signs of trouble in paradise for
for us. You just referenced Paradise with my wife.
Yeah. We've been on a musical honeymoon for
can't wait till she hears.
All right. I have officially spent all my bandwidth on this song. I'm done with it.
I'm gonna listen to a little more Lil Nas and see if I like the dude. I honestly didn't mind some of his rhymes. So it's like, that's what, no. The way that things came out of is like, okay, so I will try another CD of his and see what
there aren't any other CDs.
Okay, so this is his debut album.
He's got a mixtape on SoundCloud and then this.
It said something about TikTok on this. He got famous by like putting it on TikTok.
Yeah.
You're really losing me.
Yeah, I know. So
if you don't know what TikTok is, you're okay.
Yeah. You're in the right spot.
I don't know what's going on.
the great thing is that we'll come out here, this song will be on, Therese will be doing her workout, Bronson will be just like shaking his booty, getting after it because he loves it. I'm like, ugh.
We were laying in bed last night, with the boys were in bed with us, and Bronson was singing this song. We were like talking, and he's just kind of like, I don't even remember what the
booby shake.
The chorus or whatever. He was just like, he was singing the chorus, but kind of like under his breath a little bit. But I knew, I was like,
just jamming.
This kid is on. Dude,
Bronson loves music.
Oh yeah, he's our music child.
Yeah. We just gotta keep feeding him some good stuff.
Yeah, stuff. Yes.
It's like, hey, maybe have like a vegetable with all this junk food. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's some more Sugar Ray.
Okay. That wraps up Old Man Music Review. We've got some life updates. The tripod hung out this weekend, which is always good for content. And we kicked off our tripod hang with paying off our bet. If you saw our Instagram, you saw some Smirnoffs being drank.
Ooh. And also we set it up on the stairs with a podium. I thought that was crucial that Zach got to stand, rightly so, at the top.
I was going to say that I felt really good at the top of the podium. I felt like that was a just reward.
I need you to a comp train shirt that says earned. You know what I mean? Like, I know that was a highlight. I'm sorry I didn't celebrate you enough.
It's all right. The post will live on for forever. I can always just
eternity.
Go. Anytime I'm depressed, I can just go back and look at that picture.
That so we paid off our debt.
Ugh.
Yeah,
that was rough, man.
Yeah. So you had to drink three of them.
So I drank three of those things.
Yeah.
You didn't make me do it all back to back to back, which I appreciate. And
you did do it all back to back to back.
Well, I drank them.
I mean, you.
But I didn't go and count three in 5 minutes.
But the first two, you took down quick.
I took them down reasonably quick for Michael. Yeah.
And then the third one, you gave us a tour of the new house.
Yeah.
And where you showered my son.
Did we share that photo? I think we shared it with you guys. That maybe should go on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll add that on there. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
So what Daniel's talking is about is we had the boys, prior to doing the tripod hangout, we had the boys in the morning. And so we basically had our two kids, Leah and Lucy, Bronson and Maverick. We drove them around Lake of the Pines. We went to the lake. We did golf cart rides and the beach. And at a certain point, you run out of steam, you go back to the house, the kids are playing by themselves. Classic. Classic, things are quiet for a little bit, you're just enjoying it.
Yeah.
And Bronson came out with his makeup done. they must have found the black or purple eyeshadow, and it was all over his face and in his ears.
Completely covered his
face. Like painted his face.
Yeah, solid. And his neckline too, like around the back of his shirt, it was completely done.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we tried wiping it off right away. We're like, well, that's a bad idea. We just need to go shower. And so right away, Bronson is like, I shower by myself. Leah must have said something like, Uncle Michael will help you shower. You know, like get I'll get the up. Shower started. Yeah. We have a, you know, the new bathroom is like a stand-up shower, so it's not like a traditional pull-up. I don't know. So Bronson definitely took it like Michael. Uncle Michael's getting in the shower with me and washing me down. Oh my gosh, you should have seen his face.
It's painted black. You can already see
these. He's like, you just see the whites of his eyes. Oh! And so I'm like, no, buddy, don't worry. I'll just get it started for you. And so he goes, and he showers in there for like 15 minutes. He definitely got to enjoy a nice long hot shower for a little bit. And he comes out and he's still covered. He had showered for like 15 minutes and was still covered. Like, you could tell he tried wiping it all down. I took like Q-tips and started emptying his ears, and his neckline was still covered. So then we hit him with, put him back in. That didn't work.
With the power washer.
He came back out, and we hit him with coconut oil, and that's what like was able to rub it all off. It was super funny. And each time he came back out, it was like, also trying to be private again around Uncle Mike. I'm like, dude, I'm not looking. I was like, do you know how to wrap a towel around your waist? By the way, he does not know how to wrap it. He's like, tries to wrap it over his shoulders. I'm like, here, turn around. I'm not looking. Let me wrap it around your waist. But okay, now we'll get you cleaned up.
We don't have towels small enough to wrap around. It's like a big blanket when we put it on.
I don't know what age someone learns how to wrap a towel around themselves.
It goes eight times around his waist.
My four-year-old waits for the little hooded towel to come over them.
Bronson is the perfect age to be embarrassed by stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just like, you never want the kids to be uncomfortable, like, but it's just so, super funny. But like, even in the house, like with Britt, like breastfeeding Cole and stuff like that, he'll be like, is baby Cole awake? I'm like, yeah, Brittany's feeding him in there. And he's like, oh, yeah. It's just like all that stuff. It's like so disgusting to him.
Yeah, we got to rub that in his face more. He's a perfect age for that. Yeah. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I pointed out the bathroom that we scarred Bronson in.
Also, I actually lost another bet that night.
Dude. Well, tell them what happened. Do you remember how it started? I forget.
I don't know how it started.
So we had an extra Smirnoff sitting in the fridge.
That Leah was angling to drink all night.
She wanted that thing.
She offered like, Michael, I'll drink one of yours if you want. Like, yeah. She kept saying stuff.
She wanted that thing so bad. And then I think I just said it. I was like, if you pound that Smirnoff ice, like I'll eat half this cake or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, but you got 30 seconds to do it. And then she's like, it's on. And then she goes down and grabs it. And she goes back up. I go, you know what? Maybe we should knock this down to 20
Daniel
seconds.
Daniel starts backpedaling because Leah jumped on it. Yeah. And all of a sudden he's like, well, hold on.
So then I said 20 seconds, and then she showed me the section of the cake to eat, which was...
We narrowed down your cake to a reasonable size.
But well, it's like an 8 by 8 section of cake.
Was, yeah, no, first it was a sliver, and then she was like, no, 20 seconds, it's got to be this piece, and she cut this huge piece, half the cake, and she's like...
And Daniel saw how I drank a Smirnoff Ice, so he figured he was all good with 20 seconds. And it took Michael 8 minutes.
But then when I said 20 seconds, and then she was like, wait, what happens if I don't? So then I kind of felt a little bit of doubt inside of her. She's like, what if I don't? I'm like, then you have to eat the cake. And she's like, okay. And then like, dude, and she's a gamer.
She's in.
She drank like... 3/4 of the bottle in 5 seconds.
Yeah, in 5 seconds.
Did a dance.
Yeah.
Like literally stopped and did a dance.
Drank it again. And then there was like, then she was at 14 seconds, still kind of dancing. And there was like, you know, just a sip left inside of it.
She finished it, but you made sure she got all those drops. She had plenty of time.
Yeah. So I had to eat like half this cake, I was holding up my end of the bat and I held on to that thing and I just started chowing. Everybody started freaking out. They're like, dude, stop. Don't do it. Don't do it. Bronson was scared.
Bronson was crying. Daniel was taking these massive bites, like cupcake-sized bites. And his frosting, stuffing in his beard. And he just kept going after it. I was like, oh, my God.
Bronson's like, who is this man?
Daddy, no. Sugar makes you weak.
Dude, I think frosting got stuck under my mustache because my lip was like broken out the next morning.
You have a frosting infection now?
Yeah. Got one of the yeast infection.
Well, we had left already, and we get home and there's this video with no explanation of Leah chugging a ice and then Daniel shoveling cake in his mouth. And I'm like, it seems like we left at a good time.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe how fast you eat cake, Daniel.
Get a couple Smirnoffs in you.
I guess so.
Cake tastes really good.
Yeah.
Dude, I had such a bad sugar hangover the next day. I was like, all right, I'm all positive. This life is good. Life is good.
Oh, I was like...
So you combat hangovers with positivity?
Yeah.
I woke up in the middle of the night. I mean, I don't even know what time we left your house, but we came home. I went to bed. And it was like super late, and I woke up so sick. I was just like, my stomach was like turning, and I was like, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be done with Smirnoff Ices. And there's not even one left in the fridge. There's no temptation. It's all gone.
Yep. We have turned that page onto a new chapter in our life.
Yeah, we're now adults.
We have to figure out something gross to drink, something else gross to drink.
Patron challenges.
Five fingers of whiskey. There you go.
There we go. Like men. Anything else from the tripod extravaganza? I think that was it. We played some old school EA Skate, which was super fun.
Oh, okay.
We turned on the Xbox for the kids, and then we're like, we took it. We played for like an hour.
Yeah.
Maverick
cried the whole
time.
Cried
his eyes out
because he wanted to play.
Yeah.
Oh, poor kid.
It's daddy's birthday. Just let the daddies play. Yep.
Just one more, son. Just one more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little rude to Daniel. I think I owe an on-air apology. I think there might have been some alcohol. I was way wrong about the levels. Daniel was very good at EA Skate. He is the master. I am the loser.
What?
Actually, who won?
I won.
Who won?
TK was dominating.
I gave Daniel a lot of crap about not hitting that fun track once.
Yeah, you were on that. Yeah.
I was very good at calling my tricks out and knowing how to control it, how to do
I'm just hucking.
No. I'm not good at like boosting in like the bowls and the half pipes and stuff like that, but you put a flat rail in front of me.
EA Skate's about fun, guys. It's not about winning or losing. It's all about how much fun you had.
I had a lot of fun.
I had all kinds of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it's not in my house anymore.
Yeah.
It's not?
I gave those to you, bro.
Yeah, but it's a different Xbox, I thought.
No, this is a 360. I gave you the 360 and all those 360 games.
And what do you have at your house?
An Xbox One, which is like the Blu-ray level. So,
but it still plays the...
It doesn't play 360 games.
But weren't we playing on...
No, I hooked it up specifically so we could just party. I have a... That one was Jeff's that I gave you. I have another 360 that was mine.
Got it.
If Jeff's doesn't work, you're welcome to that. I don't need an extra 360.
No, Jeff's works. We hooked it up yesterday and...
Rage cage.
And now those
it
kids...
It doesn't have sound, though.
You hooked up through an HDMI or...
No.
We'll figure it out. That is not for podcast.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that right now.
All right. Our new segment, we diagnose diagnose electrical
Did
problems.
Did you turn it on and turn it off again?
All right. Let's do an actual segment. We have good dad, bad parenting, where we do apologies for messing up our kids.
And in my case, I'm this week to my wife, I think. So did we post this one where I made a fun track for the kids out of boxes.
Yep.
So I thought, I'm an awesome dad. I'm recycling right now. We're using these boxes that are just sitting there. Kids are going to go through tunnels and slides. It's going to be rad. And then for the next week and a half, all the kids do is like tear up the boxes, try to jump on top of those things unsupervised, pull them all down. So nice. They had a freaking blast. And now I need to get those things out of the house. Leah hates me.
So you just set up like, dad can do this and make a full, well, actually, engineer dad makes a full playground out of cardboard box of corrugated.
Yeah, exactly.
and then he leaves the room and it just becomes completely hazardous.
I was hero for a day, for sure. Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, Leah, I'm out.
Yeah, have fun with these kids who like to climb a tower of boxes that are going to slip and slide from underneath them.
So no major injuries, though?
I think that they might have cut themselves a couple times sliding down that slide catching a cardboard edge. But they won't. Neither of my kids cry about that sort of stuff. Meyer has a, I don't know if you saw it, a crazy like shin bruise cut. And we don't know how he got it. It was like, Lucy's like, hey, Meyer's hurt. And like, he's like, oh, it hurt there. You know, it's like, and like, you give him a kiss and that's it. And it's like, it's been there for a week. Like, he didn't cry.
Crazy.
Should I do mine real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Last night, our power goes out and it's pitch black. Boys are scared to death. So they come into bed with us. And because they have a fan on, and when the fan shut off and it was dead silent in there and it's pitch black, they're like, so scared. They come into bed with us, and then we're all laying there. We're talking, they're joking, playing Would You Rather. Well, then I was like, you guys need to be quiet. It's time for bed. We need to go to sleep. And so the wind was blowing, and we have like a tarp over the trailer, and it's actually the awning blew over our trailer, and it started making this noise, and Bronson goes, what's that noise? Is that just the wind in the tarp? And I told him, no, I said, that's blue. Blue is the raptor from Jurassic Park, Jurassic Lost World.
Yeah,
and he also Blue also does this thing with his claw where he like taps like to communicate with like other raptors. And so because it's pitch black in there, of course I just like stick my hand on the side of the wall and I'm like like doing that. And then Bronson starts crying. Within like 5 minutes, the power comes back on. We put the boys back to bed, and it took Bronson like 10 minutes, like crying, like, I need to talk to you, mommy. And so then Charisse would go talk, and then she'd come back. She goes, can you go talk to him? Then I'd go talk to him. Buddy, nothing's ever going to happen. There's no such thing as like, So, but it took him a solid 10 minutes to like, really like, okay, like I trust you guys again.
Worth it. Yeah. Totally worth that extra hour of sleeplessness.
It's like, how many days have we been like, Daniel, did you get your workout in today? No, we had a rough night. The boys came to our bed and all this stuff. It's like, well, if you didn't torture him, you might get a full night's sleep, but worth it.
That's Daniel's personality to the T right there.
Yeah.
Like, it is 100% worth it in his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Do it again, gladly, tonight.
Hope the power goes out.
Yeah. Just need to come in here and hit the switch.
Yeah. Would you guys text us? Is the power out? And I was his old brain. I was like, should text him back. No, yours is. Go check the plug. My good dad, bad parenting stories, my potty training saga, right after last week where we had the poop in the bathtub, we had an outdoor dumper where Carter's playing in the backyard on the play structure. I look out the window and he's got his pants down around his knees and he's like trying to get them up. And I thought maybe he had peed his pants or something. He's trying to get his pants off. So when I get down there, he's like, oh, I pooped. And I'm like, what? Where? And I'm like looking and he's like, no, back there. He got under the play structure and pulled his pants down and pooped. But I was concerned that he had pooped in his pants and then taken it out of his pants.
Yeah, so
I was
like, everywhere.
Trying to ask him, like, did you touch it? Like, what's...
Then, oh, no, Daddy, that's gross.
Yeah. So,
I poop in the tub.
So once I figured out what happened, I was like, I can live with that. And pull up his pants. He goes and plays. I get a shovel. There we go. It's like, man, this is progress.
Step in the right direction. He pulled out his pants and poop when he needs to.
So I've tried to like capitalize on that momentum and I've got his Paw Patrol potty down there underneath the play structure.
You need to go, bro.
He hasn't taken me up on that yet.
Dude, that is funny.
The other thing that Daniel reminded me of was I did peg Bronson in the face with the basketball on accident. We were playing
air quotes.
We were playing horse in the garage and I won horse in the garage. But it was
podium.
I do. It was Bronson's turn. He wasn't really paying attention. I like lobbed the ball up to him and it bounced short of him and then like ricocheted up right into his face. And I immediately said sorry, and then Daniel laughed because it's funny. I mean, it wasn't a hard toss, and it's not a hard ball. But
the feelings were hurt.
The feelings were hurt that we were making fun of him.
Yeah,
and we calmed down and we were good. But that was it happens.
I would like to play horse again, and we'll change up the order a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing is like the kids don't realize it's all about who you go after in horse. Yeah. So Daniel went after me and I went after Bronson. Bronson's actually pretty good.
He is good.
But
he drained some shots. So
yeah.
I'll go after Maverick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the sad thing is Maverick's after me.
Yeah.
So it's like I'll do some hard shots and then some like easy shots so that he can at least have a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah.
He hates randomize the order every round.
Yes.
Yeah, we did youngest to oldest.
Well, the one way you can fix that is do, if somebody makes a shot, everybody has to shoot it.
Oh, yeah.
No matter
what. I thought that's how it worked.
No.
No.
If someone, there's playground rules, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the person before you misses, then you get to shoot wherever you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
We got one more segment in us? We running long or we got it?
What's the time on the podcast? Do we have to do one more?
We can do one more. We're good.
All right.
So new segment, maybe called Oldies But Goodies or some version of that, but it's things that make us realize how old we are.
Yes. Yeah. And so I had thought of this because I'm getting old and I'm hearing us talk about stuff. I'm like, oh, we need to start doing this segment. So I think I'm going to share.
Wait, I want to share one first because yours is really good.
Okay.
So I want to start it with just like a kind of a dumb one that hit mine because yours is really good. I like yours a lot. On my birthday on Wednesday, I drove through Dutch Brothers and the kid pouring my coffee. I call him kid because they're all in their early
25. 20s,
like late teens, early 20s. And the kid goes like, oh, it's your birthday today? And I go, yeah. He goes, how old are you? He goes, what are you doing for your birthday? I'm like, you know, what every 33-year-old does. You go to work.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You don't take work off. And he goes, dude, you're 33. He goes, well, man, I don't feel so old now.
Oh.
He's like 22 years old.
Double got you.
It's like, thanks. So that one was like kind of funny, but I really like yours. So now,
no, that's a perfect example of, see, you're old now.
Yeah.
You did nothing but go to work on your birthday.
Yeah.
You old, bro. Mine was, and this happened to me a while ago. So, you know, you've been getting old for a while. The first time that I intentionally put lotion on my feet and then socks to go to bed so that my feet wouldn't be dry in the morning, that was like a full on, you know you're old. You know you're old when you lotion and put socks on your feet before you go to bed. I don't know. That was probably 2 years ago. So 28. So 28, you know you're old. No young person does that.
How did you learn that move? I didn't even know about that move.
And actually, you know the funny thing is, so after I graduated college, I went and worked at Mammoth for a little bit. So I'm doing field engineering work with a contractor. And he told me that. He's like, oh yeah, like my feet are dry, but I put lotion and then I put socks on before I go to bed. And I'm like, oh dude, you're old, man. I told him that when I'm like 23 or whatever. I'm like, so when that came back around, I'm like, oh, and by the way, when I told him that, he had like this like disgusted look on his face in which he realized I am old. Like
that like horror of like, oh, I just told a young person my embarrassing old person.
I'm like, oh, you're old, dude. Yeah, so it came back around.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, we have a special guest.
Oh, gosh.
Come over here. This is my beautiful wife, Charisse. You can't tell that she's beautiful because we're on a podcast.
And you can't tell that Daniel's wearing my Ugg boots either.
Oh, hey, we had a pack not to talk about that.
Well, you're getting a spanking.
Oh, my
God. Okay.
I love you.
How do you know you're old?
How do you know you're old? I don't even know. When I hang out with your nephews and niece, that's when I feel old. Their outfits, I don't understand. Their music, I'm not up on.
Yeah.
I feel super old.
You're up on Old Town.
Yeah.
Old Town Road.
Because that's hot fire, that song.
Nope. I told earlier in the podcast, I say that there's trouble in paradise with me and you.
usually on the same page.
Said we've been on a musical honeymoon for years, and now it's like, oh, what's happening?
Oh. Billy Ray Cyrus tearing us apart.
Getting old to transition. There's no one point, Charisse. You can still have young kid music, but
I know.
Next thing you know, you're putting lotion on your feet before you put socks on and go to bed.
Not every night.
Just when you're feeling ashy.
Oh my gosh.
All right, that's a wrap. We're out of here.
All right, peace.
See ya.
Adios.
That's going to do it for this episode of the Dad Bod Wad Pod. We sure hope you guys enjoyed the show, and be sure to slam that subscribe button and tune in next time. So here's to the dad bods that are out there hitting the wads. Get after it.